Yes.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim. Located at the Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of our six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of our massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Get your laugh on with me, Chris Jericho, at the Talk is Jericho podcast. We've got Guns N' Roses Hall of Famer Duff McKagan and his Joke of the Week every Friday, plus regular visits from the hilarious Brad Williams and special appearances by everyone from Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias, Mark Maron, Dennis Miller, Cheech Marin, Kevin Nealon. If they're funny, they're on Talk is Jericho. So listen to and follow Talk is Jericho now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joined right now on the Fan Hotline by our sports director, our friend Jeff Hathorn. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Jeff, how you doing today, man? What's going on?
Morning, boys.
Look at Jeff. What hat you got rocking there, Jeff?
It's about the Warrior Foundation.
Oh, there we go. Doran nice. With the Ohio yeah. State guess. Jeff, we were just talking about Taylor Ward and J.J. Bladé and whether or not a move like that would quell the masses. If they went out the Buccos and got a guy like that, is that enough? Like, can that help propel this bad lineup with this pitching staff into playoff contention? Or is that just, you know, an ad for an ad's sake?
I don't think it's enough. I think it would make some people happy. And I say it's not enough, and that's kind of assuming that not everybody gets hot, you know, that not everybody goes to Les, some of the guys that are struggling. But the thing I like, especially about a Ward, is you need a corner outfield bat. He has control for a couple of years. Those are the type of trades. If you're going to make them now, don't go for a rental. If you're going to go for a player now and you're going to empty out some assets of the farm system, go for somebody that's going to be with you for a couple of years, because I think the window for the Pirates to contend for the playoffs is a couple of years based on the pitching staff, based on some of the guys they have signed. What I really want them to do is they should have done it this offseason, is open the pocketbooks a little bit more in the offseason. Now they've really proved it. Like, hey, we've got the pitching. Like, go out in that offseason and bring some assets that won't cost you pieces of your farm system.
Jeff, should the Pirates flirt with trading Cabrian Hayes?
Yes. Yes. I mean, you see it. I mean, he just doesn't seem like the same guy.
Does he seem disengaged a little bit, too? I don't know that it's not because he doesn't care, but it does seem like,
right.
It seems like he's kind of swimming in it right now.
I think he's frustrated, obviously, and that's understandable. I think when you're dealing with a back, it just brings that mood down. I mean, your back's sore, you're trying to do better. It's frustrating as hell.
We can relate to that.
That he's not trying. I don't want to say that, and I don't want to say that he's doesn't care. I don't think any of that is true. But you can see there's a frustration, and he's waiting for something. I mean, he's made a little bit better contact here and there, but then he'll have a couple of games where he doesn't get a hit. I mean, it's like the cycle that doesn't stop. And I don't know what stops it for him. I mean, he had the DL stint, and you kind of hope, okay, he's going to come back a better guy. And he's been that same inconsistent player. He might be one of those players, I've heard this floated around, where a scenery change would just be good.
I can't believe that we are, what is this, year four for Cabrian Hayes, I think. And we're talking about and I'm not blaming you, Jeff, but we're talking about, well, he's hit 290 in his last 10 games and things are starting to perk up for one Cabrian Hayes. What about O'Neal Cruz? So he's banged up. You'd like to see him get into the lineup today. He was running before the game, and I guess Alika Williams no longer on the taxi squad. Have they gotten enough out of him to this point, and how do you kind of project the back half of his season?
Well, I think based on the talent that he has and the ability he's had, I mean, they haven't gotten the most out of him. I think there is more. I would like to see him get challenged when he's healthy, get challenged more against lefties. I mean, I know he's not great, but even if he strikes out three times, that fourth time, he might make a difference in a game. So keep him out there as an everyday player. I would like to see that. I think there's more in there. I think we're seeing bits of it. I mean, he missed all of last year. I know this is a long time since then, every once in a while you see, but he does need to be more consistent. And as for not playing the last couple of games, I mean, the word that they like to use is abundance of caution. Like, if he were to go out with a tender hamstring and rip it, then you're really beating your head against the wall, because as much as you need him during this stretch, if you don't have O'Neal Cruz for the rest of the season, any faint hope of them in the playoffs is gone.
No, and then also, I mean, that stunts his growth again.
Yes.
For the second year in a row.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, I mean, if you're worried about that, yeah, you definitely have to be cautious with that, because if he does, you know, rip that hamstring, I mean, you're worried about next year and just his whole entire future.
Yeah, and the biggest thing with those type of muscle injuries is just give it a little rest. Give it a little downtime. You've got the All-Star break coming up. I mean, I know you like Andrew McCutchen in the lineup, and I know that you drive with your legs. How about a couple of games at DH? You know, and it's okay if you hit a ground ball at somebody and you just kind of jog down to first. But I would want to see that bat in the lineup. If he's going to be, you know, on the active roster, find a way to get him in as a DH a couple of times.
We have managed the clock like Mike Tomlin in a big game here, so we don't have a lot of time, Jeff. But Jared Jones, again, abundance of caution. I mean, just reading the tea leaves, like, I'd be shocked if this guy throws a pitch for the Pirates before 6 weeks from now. Does that sound right?
Yeah, I mean, July's out. I think we're looking at optimistically mid-August. That's optimistic. And I don't know, for some people, I mean, I throw this back at people. I mean, do you still have the same thoughts of them this season without Jared Jones? And the other part of it is he was going to get at least slowed down a little bit in the last couple of months to manage that pitch count. I don't know if this is, I mean, depending on how he responds from the lat injury, I don't know if he would end up missing more starts than he might have had to just because of the workload that they're putting on him. So, yeah, abundance of caution. This guy is a key part of your rotation going forward. And, you know, you talk about playoffs. I mean, Jones is one of those guys that has to be in that rotation if you're going to take that next step.
Jeff, thank you for your time, brother.
Thanks, boys.
Thanks, Jeff. Man,
Jeff Hathorn.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Get your laugh on with me, Chris Jericho, and the Talk is Jericho podcast. We've got Guns N' Roses Hall of Famer Duff McKagan and his joke of the week every Friday, plus regular visits from the hilarious Brad Williams and special appearances by everyone from Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias, Mark Maron, Dennis Miller, Cheech Marin, Kevin Nealon. If they're funny, they're on Talk is Jericho. So listen to and follow Talk is Jericho now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.